Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival, and we've got some comedy we're talking about this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. It's nice to talk to you again. I've had no voice and been unable to talk to you for a little while.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad to hear you're feeling better. You sound great to me, Ann. And we got to put the shout out for some great comedy that is happening this weekend with Stratford Festival.
Oh, we sure do. I mean, if you've been attending the comedy, you know how fun it's been. But this weekend, I think, is really the crowning weekend for what's going on. Actually, it starts tonight with CBC recording The Debaters live at the Avon Theater, and tomorrow there's another Debaters, and they have some incredible comedians coming to debate in Stratford. Sean Cullen will be back in town. He's such a super famous comedian. I'm sure everybody knows him by name.
Oh, sure.
But he also was, of course, a member of our company and played Pseudolus in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum way back in, I think, maybe 2009, something like that. And he did King of Thieves, and he was in Peter Pan. He is such a funny man, and really, I know he's looking forward to coming back to Stratford. But there'll also be Rebecca Northern, who people know locally, and CBC's also bringing in some of the great comedians that are regularly on The Debaters, including Graham Chittenden and Elvira Kurt, and Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall is going to be here.
Oh, wow.
Derek Sagan, so many people. It is going to be such a fun thing. You can go either Thursday night or Friday night or both. They're going to be recording five debates per night, so you get 10 different comedians both nights. 20 people in all are going to be here. Stratford is going to be full of comedians.
Oh, that is awesome.
They're going to be debating some great subjects like Bieber versus Shakespeare, that theater actors are the best actors, witches versus wizards, whether you should quit your day job, being left-handed.
Oh, wow.
So many fun topics. I don't know if I don't know whether you're a listener to The Debaters. I am. I love the show. And if you ever see me sitting in the parking lot at Zaire's, it's because The Debaters is on and I can't get out of the car until it's finished.
Oh, it is such a funny, funny show. So that is happening both tonight and Friday, The Debaters with the Me and Forum. And it is happening at the Avon Theater. So a great spot for this.
Yeah, and tickets are, I think, about $30 to $70. And there are some still available. Friday, late night, Funny Fridays. Do not miss this. There are a handful of tickets left for Flo and Joan, and that's in Lazaritas Hall at the Tom Patterson Theater. They are British. British comedians, young women, sort of around 30 years old. They lived in Canada for a while, and I know I saw them in Toronto hosting some events. They are extremely funny, very, very charming. One of the sisters plays the piano, and they sing incredibly funny songs. Really, this is such an event. They were just at the Edinburgh Fringe, where I was too, seeing my son, and they have come directly here. The Fringe just ended, and they've moved back to Britain just pre-pandemic. They recorded BBC's Live at the Apollo. They've won one comedy award after another. They have a special on Amazon Prime. They are absolutely terrific. And I have not bought my tickets yet, so I got to get out there and get my tickets, because those last few, I hope, are going to sell and be snapped up over the next few hours.
Oh, what a treat. What a treat to have Flo and Joan in town from the UK for a performance Friday evening. And that happens at the Me and Forum at Tom Patterson Theatre.
That's right. Friday at 11:15 till 12:30, and it is at Lazaritas Hall at the TPT.
All right. So much going on. Great comedy this weekend with The Debaters and Flo and Joan. And before we let you go, you also have shows going on at Stratford Festival.
We are so multidisciplinary, aren't we? We have new shows that have opened. The Miser, starring Colin Fiore, and that was directed by Anthony Cimolino. Hilarious. and a snappy 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. I can never get over how soon the people are leaving the show. It always feels like it's just begun. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny, and got extremely well reviewed. And also, we opened Death and the King's Horsemen, and people are really loving this. It's a critic's pick. 4 stars out of 4 stars in the reviews. It is an amazing production. I think we've spoken about it before. Written by Wole Soyinka, the Nobel Prize-winning Nigerian playwright and thinker. And he was here back in July spending time with the company, and he did a forum event, which was fascinating. So this play is beautiful, first of all. The design is incredible. A very moving message. I can't recommend it highly enough, and apparently nor can the critics. And we are trying to open Hamlet 911, the brand new play by Emery MacDonald and directed by Lisa Palmer. And we've unfortunately had a little bit of COVID in the cast, so we have not been able to open that yet, although it has had lots of previews, so people have had an opportunity to see it. And I'm sure it'll be back on stage next week. And we are also going to be opening on Sunday, 1939, new play by Jenny Lauzon and Caitlin Reardon. And that's about a group of, it's set in 1939, just before a royal visit, and a group of students at a residential school are charged by their teacher with performing All's Well That Ends Well, which we're also doing at the Tom Patterson Theater. And they... they're given this colonial script, and they and the story is about how they make it their own.
Wow, and I know the reviews, the previews for that show have just been just stellar for 1939. So much happening with Stratford Festival, and your voice held out.
It did, just. I can feel it starting to go. And you know what? We also have all the other plays that we've been producing this year still on stage, so this is really the best time to be experiencing what we have at Stratford.
Without a doubt, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for ticket information and so much more. Anne Swartfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much, Anne.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you, Jamie. I'm sorry to have missed you the last couple of weeks.
Hey, we're back, and we'll chat again next week.
Excellent.